欢迎你来收听 BBN 的重播节目，希望你能用祷告和奉献来支持我们的圣经广播。牧者心声，这是中英双语的讲道节目，今天的讲员是刘传章牧师。
我们看到今天我们基督徒在这个世界上的生活的一些形态。
And we see the pattern for modern day Christian living.
我们必须要谦卑的在主的面前。
We must humble ourselves before God.
知道神阻挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人。
Knowing that God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble.
我们必须要知道我们在神的面前是有价值的人。
Knowing that we are valuable in God's sight.
我们在神的面前是有地位的人。
And we have a high position before God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are His children.
然后我们在神所有的祝福里面。
And then among God's blessings.
我们要成为一个祝福的导管。
We must become a vessel of blessing.
而不是成为一个贪食好酒的人。
Rather than someone who indulges himself.
第二大点，我们看神子降生之事。
Secondly,When Christ was born.
第二章第一节到第二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 through 20.
这是一个圣诞故事。
This is the Christmas story.
我相信我们很多人都听了不晓多少遍关于耶稣基督降生的故事。
You have heard it many and many a time over.
在这里我想跟大家思想三方面。
I'd like to think of three things with you.
第一个，这件事情的发生是一个人在一个人口普查的时候。
First of all, this took place in a census time.
在罗马政府里面，他们有两种的人口调查。
During Roman government, they have two kinds of census.
一种是为了征税，拿税。
One is for the sake of tax.
一个是为了征兵。
The other one is for the sake of.
当时我们知道犹太人是不用当兵的。
For the sake of the draft.
所以呢，他们这个是这一次的这个人口调查呢，是为着征税。
We know that they took no soldier from the Jewish people, so this census was for tax purpose.
那历史学家告诉我们，这样的事情是14年才发生一次。
The historians told us this kind of census took place once in 14 years.
那耶稣基督降生的时候。
When Christ was born,
玛利亚跟约瑟是住在拿撒勒。
Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth.
他们为了要遵守这个法令。
For the sake of the census.
所以他们要回到伯利恒去。
They had to return to Bethlehem.
因为他们是属于伯利恒的人。
Because they came from Bethlehem.
当他们去到伯利恒的时候。
As they arrive at Bethlehem.
不早不晚，恰到好处，耶稣基督就在那里降生。
Neither too soon nor too late, Christ was born in Bethlehem.
这里我们看到上帝的时间。
Here we saw God's time.
我们今天每一个基督徒行在这个人世的道路上，要注意上帝的时间。
We Christians, as we live in this world, we have to pay attention to God's timing.
如果我们遵守上帝的旨意，我们不会走在上帝的前面，我们也不会落在上帝的后面。
If we are to obey God, we will not go ahead of God, and we will not lag far behind God.
上帝的时间是很有意思。
And God's timing is very interesting.
我讲两个事情。
I'd like to share with you two things.
1982年1月8号。
1982, January 8th.
有一天，就那一天，我接到张子华牧师的电话。
I received a phone call from Reverend Fred Chong.
张牧师问我要不要考虑换工作。
He asked me whether I would consider changing my job.
我说前几年有，最近没有。
I said that a few years ago I did consider, but not right now.
他说你要不要考虑？
He said, would you please consider?
我说我祷告祷告看看。
I said, let me pray.
1982年，对不起，1981年1月8号。
Excuse me, that was 1981.
1982年1月8号，我们全家搬来这里。
And then January the 8th, 1982, our whole family moved here.
整整一年的时间。
A whole year.
我们要安排都安排不到。
And even if we want to do it that way, and we couldn't.
我们本来预备是一月九号来。
We were planning to come on the 9th of January.
但是教会里面啊，那边教会的有些弟兄姐妹说，你最好早一天去，可以安顿一下，然后第二天搬家的时候比较有一个这个着落，不然的话一去就很慌张。
And the people in the church back home, up back there, was advising us, if you go there one day earlier, you can settle for one night and then get things organized better on the 9th.
所以我的家人是1月8号来，我1月9号带着行李一起来。
So my family came on the 8th, and I myself came with all our luggages and things on the 9th.
在1982年的夏天，有一天我们经过一个地方，看到这个路上很多牌子写 open open open。
One summer day, during 1982, we saw a lot of houses displaying the signs open house.
那个时候我们住在公寓里面。
At that time, we were still living in an apartment.
因为我们刚刚来，希望能够跟多一点弟兄姐妹认识。
And as we were new in this area, we liked to get to know people more.
所以我们家里面常常有客人。
So we often had guests in our homes.
那就觉得楼上会不高兴，楼下也不高兴，旁边也不高兴。
And we were afraid that our neighbors upstairs and downstairs would not like, and even on the side would not like it very much.
有一天早晨八点多。
And one morning was about 8 o'clock.
我相信是灵修以后。
I trust that after their devotion time,
在阳台上剁鸡
and I was chopping chicken on the porch.
因为晚上要请客
because there were guests coming at night.
这种重工作都要我来做
and I have to do the chopping work.
那我们楼下的人就出来了
and this guy's living downstairs came out.
他说 Hey, you're awfully loud. 我说 I know. 没有办法
and I just couldn't help it.
所以有些也有很多弟兄姐妹劝我们说考虑买房子。
Some people gave me advice about why do you not consider buying a house.
我们也是想为着工作方便呢，也想买个房子。
We thought for the sake of the work, we ought to have a house.
所以就看到那个 open, 我们就想去看看。
So we saw those open house signs, so we went and looked.
就是我们现在住的这个房子。
It's a house we live in now.
进去以后，我跟我内人说，好是很好，但是 forget it.
When my wife and I saw the house, I say, it is a very nice house, but forget it.
长话短说，那后来在十月的时候。
The summary of the whole deal is that in October,
那这个房子没有卖掉。
The owner of the house couldn't sell it.
所以我们有机会来考虑。
So we had a chance to reconsider.
但是那个时候正是我们教会建这个扩堂的时候。
But that's also during our expansion project.
我心里面有一个感动，就是说我不能够自己住天花板的房屋而教会荒凉。
My own feeling is that I cannot myself look in the paneled house and while our own church lay bare.
但是这个房子是一个很好的机会。
But that house was a great opportunity.
因为在第一次看的时候，曾经去那个 broker 是吧 agent 那边谈这个借钱的事情。
The first time we saw the house, we discussed with the agent about mortgage.
那他问我你欠多少钱？有多少债
？He asked me how much do you owe presently.
我说我没有债。
He said I don't owe anything.
那这个人本来坐在椅子上在写东西。
And this guy was writing.
当他是听说 I have no debts, 他仰到后面去了。
And when he heard that I had no debt, he was shocked.
在美国生活的人没有债。
So how could it be possible anybody living in the United States owe no money?
如果你从来没有借过钱呢，我也不能借钱给你。
So if you have never borrowed money before, I cannot lend money to you.
因为我不晓得你会不会还，没有记录，没有 record.
Because we don't have your credit status, we don't know whether you're trustworthy or not.
所以我是没有 credit 的人。
So I have no credit rating.
所以没有 credibility. 那我到这边来，这个车子保险公司也不给我保。
And when I came here, I wanted to find the car insurance, and they refused to give me insurance also.
因为在匹兹堡八年是教会的车，教会保险是我自己没有 record.
Because 8 years I was in Pittsburgh, the church purchased a car, the insurance was in the church's name. I did not have a personal record.
我去 State Farm, 他说你没有 record.
But I went to State Farm, he said, you have no record.
我去 Allstate, 他也没有 record. 他说你没有 record, 我们不能给你.
And other insurance company too.
但是这个机会很好, 就是这个房东呢, 无条件的借钱给我。
But the landlord were willing to loan money to us.
我记得我们是 1982年 11月23号 那个 fellowship hall 那边要完工。
And as I remember, on the 23rd of November, that's when our fellowship hall was to be finished.
我们的祷告就是说希望我们的建堂的钱能够够。
And my prayer was that the building fund pledge would the offering would be sufficient for the project.
1982年 11月21号 是礼拜天。
And the 21st of November in 82 was a Sunday.
如果你当时在这里的话,
if you were here at that time,
你记得我们要为扩建收一次奉献。
You remember we made a special offering for a building expansion project.
我记得那个时候我们需要的是 27,000多。
I remember as we needed $27,000 at the time.
然后我们收到的是 29,000多。
And then we received 29.
然后我们买房子要签约是 11月23号。
And we signed our contract is on the
November 23rd.
On the November 23rd.
那这些日子都是神安排的。
God arranged all these dates.
也许在你的生命里面没有这么巧的时间。
Maybe you have not experienced such kind of obvious coincidence.
但是我们必须要在走在神的道路上的时候，我们要遵守神的时间。
But as we walk God's way, we need to keep God's time.
走在神的时间里面，我们不会吃苦。
When we follow God's timing, we can avoid suffering. We can avoid unnecessary pain.
神已经应许雅各要给他长子的祝福。
God promised Jacob that he would receive the blessing of the firstborn.
但是他走在神的面前，前面。
But he tried to walk ahead of God.
他想用自己的方法得到长子的名分。
Using his own way to grab the firstborn right.
圣经告诉我们，他为这件事情受苦20年。
And the Bible tells us for that reason, he suffered 20 years.
第二，我们看看这个牧羊的人。
And secondly, we see the shepherds.
牧羊的人在旷野里面只有一件事情。
They only have one single business when they're in the field.
就是看守羊群。
That is to tend the sheep.
我们有没有想到，那个看守羊群的人看见了神的羔羊？
Did you think this way? The shepherds who keep the sheep saw the Lamb of God.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的注意力是在什么地方？
What do we gaze upon today?
有一句话这样说, 我们心里若注重罪孽, 就必犯罪。
If I regard sin in my heart, I will sin.
我若主事基督, 就必翘乎基督。
If I gaze upon Jesus, I will become like Christ.
我越是瞩目仰望主的时候, 我就会越像主。
The more I look up to Christ, the more I will be like him.
所以有时候我发现夫妻两个人很像。
A lot of times you see husband and wife resembling each other.
我想也是常常对看的缘故。
Probably it's because they look at each other all the time.
所以我们要看主。
So we have to look to the Lord.
牧羊人在旷野看守羊群的时候, 看见了神的羔羊。
As a shepherd was caring for the flock at night, they saw the Lamb of God.
然后第三，我们在这里听到了天韵歌声。
Thirdly, we heard the music from heaven.
那在犹太人的风俗里面, 特别是生在王宫里面, 或者生在富家里面, 他们有乐师，有音乐家来唱歌, 来奏乐。
In the Jewish custom, especially for those who from a rich family, from a family of high positions, when a child is born, they hire musicians to play music.
但是当神的儿子降临这个世界,
But when the Son of God was born to this world,
他生在马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
没有人间的音乐。
There was no human music.
但是有天使的歌声。
But there were songs of the angels.
所以呢，天使同一大队天兵在天上歌颂赞美神。
A great company of heavenly hosts appear with the angel, and they praise God.
第三方面，神子降生以后。
Thirdly, after the Son of Man was born.
第二章二十一节到五十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 21 to 51.
第一，我们看到约瑟跟玛利亚遵守上帝的律法。
First of all, Joseph and Mary, they obeyed God.
他们要守三种的礼。
There were three ceremonies they have to keep.
一个要守隔离。
First of all, circumcision.
第二个是洁净礼。
Secondly, purification.
第三个是奉献礼。
Thirdly, dedication.
二十一节到二十四节。
Verse 21.
二十一到二十四。
To 24.
然后第二方面是满足人心的期望。
Secondly, it's a fulfillment of human desire.
我们看到两个人在这里等候弥赛亚的降临。
See, we see two people there waiting for the birth of Christ.
西缅在这里等候神，亲眼看见神的救恩，他就可以安然去世，心满意足。
Simeon, he was waiting for to witness the consolation of Israel, and after he had seen Christ, he was willing to die.
所以当他看见基督的时候，他说：“求你接我安然去世。”
Therefore, after he saw Christ, he said, "Now, please dismiss your servant in peace."
第二，这边有一个女人亚拿。
Secondly, there was a prophetess Anna.
这里告诉我们，她是一个寡妇。
And she was a widow.
她已经八十四岁。
She was already 84 years old.
但是她有一个很大的盼望。
But she had a great expectation.
今天很多人在生命里面有很多的忧愁烦恼，是因为没有盼望。
Many people have a lot of trouble and pain in their lives because they do not have hope.
如果要抱怨的话，哈拿应该有很多的抱怨。
If she is to complain, Anna had a lot of reasons to complain.
同丈夫住了七年就寡居了。
She was married for 7 years and became a widow.
但是她的眼睛仰望神。
But her eyes looked up to God.
所以她在圣殿里面祷告。
So she was praying in the temple.
她昼夜的侍奉神。
And night and day she served God.
因为这样子她看见了神子的降生。
As a result, she witnessed the birth of Christ.
她看到基督耶稣基督小孩子的时候来到她的面前。
He saw Christ as a child coming to her.
然后第三方面我们看到玛利亚心和重负，心里面有很大的负担。
Thirdly, we saw that Mary had a great burden in her heart.
前面我们也提过了，喜乐的冠冕跟忧痛的十字架常是连在一起的。
And we, as we mentioned before, the crown of joy and the cross of pain are often associated with each other.
西缅说，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Simeon said that your heart will be pierced as if with sword.
玛利亚对耶稣说：“我父亲和你父亲和我伤心来找你。”
And Mary said, "Sorrowfully, your father and I were searching for you."
许多人想做弥赛亚的母亲。
Many would have liked to become mother of the Christ.
但谁曾想到也要付上更大的代价
？But how much do they realize the great price they had to pay?
在哥哥他的山顶上。
On the hill of Calvary,
神子耶稣身陷苦架。
Christ Jesus, the Son of God, was hung on the cross.
玛利亚站在十字架的前面，仰望着爱子身受创伤。
Standing in front of the cross, Mary saw his beloved son wounded.
主的血滴滴下流。
And his blood was dripping down.
每一滴血打在玛利亚的心上，都好像是刀在刺割透一样。
And every drop is like the sword hitting Mary's heart.
蒙大恩的女子，
you who are greatly favored among women,
也要付上很大的代价。
must also pay a very great price.
主说若有人要跟从我
Lord said, if anyone would come after me,
就当舍己,
let him deny himself.
天天背起他的十字架来跟随我,
take up his cross daily and follow me.
这是你我所走的道路吗?
That's the path you and I must go.
我们喜乐的冠冕是什么?
What's our crown of joy?
我们是否也愿意带起忧伤的十字架?
Are we also willing to bear the cross of sorrows,
奔走这一条神所定规的道路
and keep on going on the path God has selected for us.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们知道你为我们每一个人都预备了一条道路
Father God, we know that you have prepared a way for each one of us.
你用恩典使我们长大
With your grace, you cause us to grow.
你用苦难使我们长成
With suffering,You cause us to mature.
让我们能够成为肯背十字架跟从你的人。
Make us people who are willing to take up our cross and follow you.
带领我们祝福。
Lead us and bless us.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
刚刚的节目是牧者心声。由圣经广播网编辑播出。谢谢你来收听 BBN 的重播节目。不要忘记，您的奉献和祷告能够让更多的听众从中受益。